So if no, nobody else is in the call would like to introduce, so we can go ahead. All right, thank you. So today's class would be given by His Grace Hari Prasad Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Padyavali. We are immensely happy and gives us immense pleasure from the Bhakti Sangha team to give him a warm welcome coming for the first time. So before we go further, we just want to give a brief introduction on His Grace Hari Prasad Prabhuji. So he received both his first and second initiations from His Holiness Radha Govind Das Goswami Maharaj. His spiritual master had instructed him to use his Sanskrit learning skills in the service of the Vaishnavas, compose some poetry for the pleasure of Krishna, and render some service to the beloved Siksha Guru. His Holiness God Govind Das, Govind Swami Maharaj. A pure devotee is one who not only follows the instructions of his Guru, but goes above and beyond. And our speaker on Bhakti Sangha today, His Grace Hari Prasad Prabhuji, falls in this category. Since 2006, he has been serving as an assistant to editor-in-chief Madhavanan Prabhu and has performed the Sanskrit editing work in the Gopal Jio publications with great finesse, so much so that in 2016, he was awarded the membership of Shastric Advisory Committee of ISKCON GBC and has been working closely with Adi Purush Prabhu, Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu on varied issues. Prabhuji, as a part of his preaching mission, avidly reads and teaches about the books written by our Sikh Goswami. He has also been conducting a home program in Mumbai on Sundays, and this has been continuing uninterruptedly since 2009. For his self-sustenance, he also teaches computer engineering students part-time in Mumbai. Having said all this, I'd be hoping that Prabhuji is now there on the call. I do see, I think. So, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. And thank you so much for joining, Prabhuji, and giving your valuable association. So, without further ado, please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. My pranams to all the assembled Vaishnavas who have assembled here virtually through the via medium of the internet. Panchabhihi saha vaktavyam, sathavyam panchabhihi saha, panchabhihi saha gantavyam na dukham panchabhihi saha. It is said in Shastra that one should always be in the association of at least five people. One should stay with five people. One should travel with five people. One should have a talk with five people always. There will be no unhappiness. Minimum there are five people. And the best example of this is the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, because every Goswami would have at least five Goswamis with them to converse with. So I'm very thankful. There are exactly five people at this point of time, and there will be more growing. So I'm very thankful for kindly arranging this particular virtual Sangha, Bhakti Sangha Chapa. Thank you so much. I hope that the document on Padyavali session 1 has been shared with all of you.
Hare Krishna. We have shared the document. Sorry to disturb you, Prabhuji. We also have like about 25 participants on the conference call. So, please help.
Okay. So, that's very nice. Very nice. I'm very happy to hear that there are more than 25 in totality, almost 29 to 30 are there. So, I'm very thankful to all of you for kindly being there on this conference. And I hope that each and every one of you has received the document. So we will just quickly say Pranam Mantra for Srila Prabhupada, and then we will begin our session on Padyavali. Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Sarine. Now we will quickly say Pranam Mantra for Sri Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Tadati Swa Padantikam. So thank you, dear devotees. We will begin today's session by reading a quote by Srila Prabhupada. This quote has been given at the very top of the document. I will read this quote where Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing something to us. Srila Prabhupada says, Narottam Das Thakur says, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti Pave Ama Bujabute Yugala Viriti. A saintly person, Acharya, like Narottam Das Thakur, he says that when I shall be very much eager to understand the path of the six Goswamis, Echai Gosaiya Moitar Dasa, we cannot understand Krishna unless we have submitted ourselves under the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to understand Krishna in this way. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. But by the grace of the Goswamis, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, we can understand Krishna. This is from a lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam given on 9th November 1972 in Sridham, Vrindavan. Now, interestingly, Srila Prabhupada is quoting a particular passage from Narottam Das Thakur's prayer. He is saying, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akuti. So, Akuti means attachment. Attachment to what? Rupa Raghunatha Pada. Now, we all know what is the meaning of Pada. Pada means lotus feet. One meaning of Pada is lotus feet. There is also another meaning of Pada. Pada also means poetry. So, Rupa Raghunatha Pade. In the poetry of Rupa Raghunath, Vaibe Akuti, when I become attached, Tabe Hama Bujabhose Yugala Kiriti, then I will easily understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna in Sridham Vrindavan. So many times Srila Prabhupada emphasized this second meaning also, that we should become very deeply attached to this reading the poetry left for us by the previous acharyas. It is extremely important, dear devotees, to read this poetry, because the material world has been described in the Bhagavad Gita as Dukkhalaya Ashashvata, that it is an abode of misery and it is temporary. We don't know when we will breathe our last in this material world. So intelligent devotees are those who immediately want to leave this abode, material world. But how can we leave? We are present here physically, but within our hearts we can always stay in Vrindavan. So dear devotees, wherever you are, I am here in Atlanta, somebody else may be in different parts of the US, somebody may be in India. My request to you is, please don't stay here. Please leave as soon as possible. How will you leave? If not physically to Vrindavan, within your heart we should always leave to Vrindavan. We should always go to Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is opposite. Sukhalayam and Shashvatam. So it is abode of happiness and it is eternal abode. So we want to live for that Vrindavan. And we always want to stay in that Vrindavan. But how will we stay? We should have Rupa Raghunatha Pade. In the poetry of Rupa Goswami and Raghunatha Goswami, we should have Akuti, deep attachment. You see, all intelligent Vaishnavas, they don't live in the material world. Within their hearts, they always live in a completely different universe. This universe is known as Kavya Samsara, or universe of devotional poetry. Below, I have quoted another verse from Agni Puran, which our Acharyas have quoted often. So this quote, I am singing. This is a very simple meter, which is Anushtup, the same meter as the first verse of the Bhagavad Gita. So I will sing. Those of you who know how to sing this meter can sing along with me.
Apare kavya samsare kavireva prajapatihi yathasmai rochate vishvam tathedam parivartate.
So the quote from Agni Puran says, Apare Kavya Samsare. There is another universe which we can say. It is called Kavya Samsara, or the universe of devotional poetry. Acha, who created this Kavya Samsara? This is Kavireva Prajapati. The poet, devotee poet is Lord Brahma. in this universe. Okay, so please describe this universe. Does this universe have fixed laws like the laws of our material universe? Answer is no. In our material universe, once Brahma creates the laws, those laws remain fixed. But in our Kavya Samsara of happiness, Yatha Asmai Rochate Vishwam, as this Brahma desires, or as this poet desires, Tatha Idam Parivartate, this universe of poetry transforms accordingly. So this universe is an extremely dynamic universe, and poet is Prajapati or Lord Brahma. And this universe does not have any physical boundaries or rules. Dear devotees, this is the universe that we want to stay always in. So although our physical bodies are staying in the material universe, we all want to escape to this Kavya Samsara, Bhakti Kavya, the samsara created for us by Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So dear devotees, I invite you to come to this universe of Padyavali, poetic universe, where it will be Sukhalayam and Shashvatam. It will be always abode of joy, and it is eternal abode. So dear devotees, but if we want to go there, we should understand it is not an ordinary universe. We will not find dry-hearted people in that universe. So who is present in that universe of poets? So in that universe of poets, there are only drunkards. Only drunkards are present. And only drunkards are allowed to enter into that universe. Now when I say drunkards, I don't mean people who break the regulative principle of no intoxication. This is not the meaning of drunkard. Drunkard means, as Dhruva Maharaj describes in 4th canto, Tava kathamrita pana matta. You become completely drunk and crazy by drinking harikatha. Such a person is a true drunkard. Now suppose I want to enter into this universe, it means I have to gradually become a drunkard. Now how do I become a drunkard? I am not a drunkard right now. I am an ordinary person staying in the material world. How do I become a drunkard? In order to become a drunkard, there are two techniques. One technique is I can take admission in a university, and after taking admission in a university, I can theoretically study what is wine, what is brewery, how to mix wines, and you know, that is one way. But the best way of becoming a drunkard is to go directly to a bar, sit down with other drunkards and start drinking yourself. That is the best way of becoming a drunkard. And you might be thinking, which direction is Hari Parshad Das taking us in today? Is this a bona fide class? So, dear devotees, let me tell you in Prabhupada's own words what Prabhupada is saying about becoming a drunkard. Alright? So, we will read the next quote by Srila Prabhupada. Yes, the thing is, if you want to become a drunkard, you mix with people who drink. Then you drink little, little, little. Then you become a big drunkard. Then your drinking business begins immediately. Then, if you continue, then as the drunkard becomes big drunkard, you become a big devotee. This is Srila Prabhupada's lecture on Bhagavad Gita 3.27, given on 27 July 1974. So dear devotees, here it is in Srila Prabhupada's own words. How to enter into this universe? In order to enter into this universe and stay here forever, we want permanent residence into this universe. We want a green card of Kavya Samsara. If we want a green card of Kavya Samsara, the eligibility is that we have to become a big drunkard. In order to become a big drunkard, there are training sessions to be held with drunkard initially. So we have to practice drinking little, little, little. And Prabhupada says, one day, as the little drunkard becomes big drunkard, similarly, one day, by hearing the poetry of these drunkards, we become a big devotee. That is what Prabhupada is trying to tell us here. So I hope, dear devotees, that all of us are ready for becoming a little drunkard today.
Yes.
And gradually we will keep drinking more and more and more. And then maybe by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Six Goswamis, one day we will become a big drunkard. So, but one thing should be understood. When we are trying to become a drunkard, we should always associate with like-minded devotees. If we are trying to be in the universe of kavis, devotee poets, we should understand that there are some people in the world who have no appreciation for poetry, whose hearts are completely dry. In such type of people, if we associate with, then we cannot have like-minded association. They will discourage us from relishing devotional poetry. In Marathi language, there is a very famous saying, say that, I will first say it in Marathi, then I will translate. In Mithaicha Dabbyat, jar ek suddha mashi padli, tar akhya varatila ret denyasathi ti saksham ahe. If a single housefly falls in a pack of sweets, that single dead housefly is capable of giving diarrhea to the entire wedding party, dear devotees. Similarly, if a single arasika means somebody who does not have the heart for poetry, is there in the assembly of rasikas, that one arasika is sufficient for spoiling the mood of the party. So dear devotees, you are Vaishnavas, you are like-minded. I pray all of you will be with me in this journey as we are exploring poetry. See here, the next verse tells us about this.
Kavayaha paritushyanti netare kavi suktibhi nahya kupara vatkupa vardhante vidukantibhi. Kavayaha paritushyanti. Only kavis or poets are paritushyanti, satisfied. Na itare, non-poets are not satisfied by kavi suktibhi, by reading the poetry of other poets. By reading the poetry of other poets, only a poet is satisfied. Those who don't have inclination for poetry are never satisfied. Nahi akupar vat kupa vardhante vidukantibhi. Vidukantibhi, when the full moon arises, it is only the large-hearted ocean which swells in the presence of the full moon, not the tiny-hearted well. The well does not experience any surge of waves. Only the large-hearted ocean experiences a surge of waves, even though both of them have water. But one is very large-hearted, one is tiny-hearted. And you can see in the diagram below the verse I have given perfectly that only the ocean is swelling in the waves of in the rays of the full moon. The tiny hearted well, there is no effect even though the entire full moon is present over it. So dear devotees, we have to be kavis. One of the 26 qualities of a pure devotee is that he is kavis, he is poetic. All previous acharyas were kavis. Srila Prabhupada is also such a big kavi. He wrote a Bengali poetry called Gitar Gan. This is a Bengali poetic rendition of the entire Bhagavad Gita. On Jaladuta ship also, Srila Prabhupada has written a poetry, Krishna Tava Punya Have Ghai. So these all Vaishnava Acharyas are poets. So why should we not aspire to become poets? We should also aspire to become poets. So today our aspiration is that if we can't write poetry, at least let us relish the poetry by previous Vaishnava Acharyas. Alright, dear devotees, let's enter into the world of Padyavali with the first verse in front of us. I have given the name of the meter of the verse. This is Vasanta Tilakam. Vasanta Tilakam is the same meter as Brahma Samhita. So, let's try to sing this verse together. Those of you who know the meter Brahma Samhita, you can try to sing with me. Or else you can simply enjoy listening to me. Alright, I will sing it for you.
पद्यावली विरचिता
You can hear the repetition in the first verse. This is the ornamentation, poetic embellishments added to the verse by Srila Rupa Goswami. It is called alliteration. Kritikadambakkautukaya. You can hear the ka repeating. This dear devotee is the figure of speech called as alliteration. So, this verse has been composed by Srila Rupa Goswami. He is giving the purpose of the verse and he is giving the names, who is the original compiler and from whom have all these poetries been compiled. Is Rupa Goswami's own work or has he taken from somewhere else? Because we should not steal anyone's credit. If they have created a verse, then due credit should be given to them. So, Srila Rupa Goswami says in all honesty, Padyavali Virachita. Virachita means it has been created. Who has been created? Padyavali. This book named Padyavali, compilation named Padyavali. Padya means poetry. I told you Padya means poetry. Padya means poetry and Avali means series. A series of poetry, anthology of poetry has been Virachita, created by Rasikair, by various Rasikas of the past. So by various poets, intoxicated poets of the past. Okay, please describe something about this Padyavali. So it says, Mukunda Sambandha Bandhura Pada. That is one term. Mukunda Sambandha Bandhura Pada. This Padyavali is Mukunda Sambandha. It is related to one entity. It is for one entity, that is Lord Mukunda. This is Krishna conscious poetry. Mukunda Sambandha it has. Krishna Sambandha it has. And it is Bandhura Pada. Bandhura means madhur. It is very sweet pada. All these padas or all these padas are very sweet. You see, Bengali sweets and Bengali Vaishnavas, they are always sweet. Most popular sweets is Bengali sweet. And most popular Vaishnava is Bengali Vaishnava. So whether it is sweet or whether it is Vaishnava, the Gaudiya or the Bengali sweet is the best sweet, sweetest, and the Gaudiya or the Bengali Vaishnava is the sweetest. So Bandhura Pada. We like to begin with sweet, we like to end with sweet, we want everything sweet. It is Pramada Urmi Sindhu. Pramada Urmi Sindhu means, Pramada means waves of ecstasy, Pramada Urmi. Pramada means ecstasy, Urmi means waves, Sindhu. It is an ocean of waves of ecstasy, this Padyavali. Ramya, very beautifully composed in various beautiful meters. So this meter we just saw was Vasanta Tilakam. So there will be other meters. So many meters are there in Sanskrit poetry, hundreds and thousands of meters. The popular 30 meters we will see in the Padyavali. Ramya and Samasta Tamasam Damani. Damani means it suppresses. Samasta Tamasam, all ignorance. It is the suppressor of all forms of ignorance. So dear devotees, we may be staying in the material world, dealing with the modes of passion and ignorance and thinking how to defeat it. Rupa Goswami says, very easy, come to Kavya Samsara, come to the world of Padyavali. Samasta Tamasam Damani. We will easily suppress all modes of passion and ignorance through our activity of drinking. Kramena Samgrihyate. Kramena means sequentially, topic wise Samgrihyate. I am collecting. I am the collector. I am not the author. I am the collector of this anthology. Sometimes Rupa Goswami will also collect his own verse. He will write one or two verses in between. But mainly he is a compiler of this anthology. Kramena Samgrihyate. Kramena means there will be topic wise. So first topic will be offering obeisances, second will be offering blessings to all the readers, then there will be glories of Krishna, glories of Krishnanam, glories of Krishna's devotees. So all these topics will come Kramena in a sequence. Samgrihyate, this is collected for whom? For what purpose are you doing it? Kriti Kadambaka Kautukaya. Kautukaya. Kautuk means for the pleasure, for the amazement. Of Kautukaya, for the amazement of whom? Kadambaka. Kadambaka means group. For the big group of Kriti, intelligent devotees. So Kriti Kadambaka Kautukaya means for the pleasure and amazement of the groups of like-minded devotees. This is being created. So dear devotees, I have broken down each and every term in front of you and I have explained to you. Now we will read the translation of the verse. This Padyavali, anthology of poetry, was written by devotees experts in the mellows of devotional service. This book contains many beautiful verses which have been collected by me, that is the compiler Rupa Goswami, for the pleasure of the devotees. It illuminates the darkness of ignorance and it is an ocean of transcendental bliss. So dear devotees, I have taken the translation from the Veda based folio. Sometimes the translation in the folio may not be exactly very accurate. For example, in this translation it says it illuminates the darkness of ignorance. But the Sanskrit says damani, it suppresses the darkness of ignorance. So I will try to point out wherever the translation can be slightly improved, because translation is a seva. When we are translating a book, we should translate it with the mood of seva and we should understand ourselves each and every word, and then we should be able to translate the poem. So Kadambaka means hosts of Kadambaka, the hosts of Kriti or intelligent devotees, Tesham Kautukaya, for their pleasure. So dear devotees, now I forgot to mention one very important thing to all of you. So we can't see each other. I am not able to see you, although you may be able to see me. You may be able to hear me, I can't see you. I am a blind man here, completely blind man. So it is very nice to go blind, dear devotees. If we want to relish poetry, we should relish it like a blind person. Poetry should not be seen exactly with the eyes. Poetry should be seen through the ears. This we should understand. Poetry has to be seen through the via medium of the ears. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a phrase, Shrute Ikshita Pathaha. Shruta Ikshita. Shruta means through the ears, Ikshita, it is seen. This is the path of seeing poetry. So we should follow the Shrute Kshita Patha. We should follow this path of seeing poetry through our ears. So dear devotees, let's try to do something today. After we read the verse, when I am explaining the verse to you, at that time, we will try to draw an image of that particular poetry on the canvas of our hearts. So we need to have a blank canvas for each verse. So every time we have a blank canvas for each verse, and the words of the poetry are the brushes and colors. So as we are hearing the words of the poetry, the canvas on our heart should start getting painted. And when I have explained the entire poetry to you, then the entire painting should be clear in front of you. So we will try to draw a painting for each and every verse. Why is this important to draw these paintings? It is important to draw these paintings because it is these paintings which will help us at the time of death. Please let's remember, Anta Kale Cha Maam Eva, Krishna says, Anta Kale Cha Maam Eva Smaran. Krishna could have said, Pashyan, at the moment of death, look at a photograph of me. Krishna could have said, Anta Kale Cha Maam Eva Shrinvan, Anta Kale Cha, or hear my name. But Krishna says, Anta Kale Cha Maam Eva Smaran, remembering me. Why has Krishna placed this condition of death on Smaran? Because Krishna knows that at the time of death, all the other senses may stop working. One's eyes may stop working. One's ears may stop working. Everything else may stop working. But there is one sense which does not stop working till the last breath. And that is the sense of remembrance. One's smaran remains till the last breath. Also, some person may be defective since birth in one sense. Somebody may be defective in their vision. Somebody may be defective in their hearing. But there is nobody who has a defective sense of feeling. Everybody can feel happiness and distress in the same way. So everybody has been gifted a proper organ of feeling, which is the heart. So Anta Kale Cha Maam Eva Smaran, we have to remember very nicely Krishna at the time of death. But what will we remember if we have not drawn any painting? So we have to draw these paintings. and after drawing a painting, I'll come and sell you this painting. If you would like any of my paintings, you can buy it. And you have to pay me one price. I am not asking for much. You pay me the price of memorizing the verse. Alright, this is the price you have to pay. If you like a painting, you want to buy it and keep it with you forever, pay the price of memorizing the verse. So once you pay the price, then the painting will be with you, decorated on the walls of your heart forever. So I hope some of you are eager to buy some of my paintings. I came to the US to sell paintings actually. I don't know how many customers there are, but I have come for this purpose. So let's start with the next verse from Padyavali. This verse is for auspiciousness, Mangalacharan, praying to Krishna for auspiciousness, or simply remembrance of Krishna for auspiciousness. This verse is in the meter named Shloka, also known as Anushtup. First verse of Bhagavad Gita has the same meter. I will sing this verse.
Namo Nalina Netraya Venu Vasya Vinamudine Radhadhar Sudhapana Shaline Manamaline.
See, if we are expert, we will be able to notice. Namo Nalina Netraya. Repetition of the sound N. Venu Vadya Vinodine. Repetition of the sound V.
Radha Dhara Sudha.
Repetition of Dha in the third line. Shaline Vana Maline. Repetition in the fourth line. Such a small verse and repetition is there on all the fourth lines. First line has repetition of N, second line has repetition of V, third line has a repetition of Dha, fourth line has a repetition of Line, Aline. So, dear drunkards, are we ready to draw the painting within our heart? Okay, now I will explain. Please close your eyes and listen carefully to the explanation of this verse. Namaha. Namaha means I offer my obeisances. Unto whom? He says, Nalina Netraya. Nalina means full blooming lotus. And Netra means his eyes. So within our heart, there should be a painting of his full blown lotus eyes. We know who he is speaking about. Nama Nalina Netraya. So his eyes have been drawn on the canvas of our heart. Venu Vadya Vinodine. We move little down. Vinodine, he takes pleasure. In what? Venu Vadya. Vadya means playing on the Venu, the flute. So in our heart we should see that this entity, Lord Krishna, is taking great pleasure in playing upon the flute. Which note does he like to play the most? There are Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa, Dha, Ni. Seven notes are there. He likes to play Pancham Swar. Sa, Re, Ga, Ma, Pa. This Pa is the Pancham Swar, fifth note of the flute. Our Venu Vadya Vinodi, or our delighter of flute play, likes to take pleasure mostly in playing the fifth note. This fifth note has a Karun Swar, or it has a very piteous call. And this piteous call immediately attracts the hearts of all the Vrajavasis towards him. The cows, the gopas, the gopis, their hearts are all attracted to this piteous crying of the fifth note of his bamboo flute. And he says, Radha Adhara Sudha Pana Shalini. Pana Shalini is very eager to drink Sudha nectar from Radha Adhara, from Srimati Radharani's lotus lips. Shalini Vana Malini. Let's draw the final line. Vana Malini. He is wearing a garland of forest flowers. So dear devotees, I hope we were able to draw a painting of this verse within our hearts. It's a nice painting Rupa Goswami has gifted to us. Right? I hope that all of us managed to escape our wherever we are in the physical universe and were able to enter into this Kavya Samsara. So, dear devotees, we want to live always in this Kavya Samsara, like a blind man. We want to stay in the material world. We don't want to stay in the material world simply suffering repeated birth, death, disease, old age. Someday we all have to escape into Kavya Samsara. And Prabhupada has instructed us, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hai Vyasthiti. Let's get attached to the poetry of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunatha Das Goswami. In this way we will always stay within Kavya Samsara. Let's read the translation. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna, whose eyes are as beautiful as lotus petals, who delights in playing the flute, who drinks the nectar of Sri Radha's lips, and who wears a garland of forest flowers. Now, we'll move ahead to the next verse. Shubhankasya Shardul Vikriditam. The name of the author is Shubhanka, and the verse is in the meter named Shardul Vikreditam. This meter is the same meter as Shad Goswami Ashtakam. Most of us might have heard Shad Goswami Ashtakam. I will sing it. So kindly sing with me if you know the meter, or you can simply listen. In this poem, he is offering blessings to all the readers. Srila Rupa Goswami. This is the purpose of this particular verse. Let's sing it. Ye Govardhana Mula Karta Marata Vyadashta Varhachada Ye Vrinda Marako Shishu Vrajavadu Lilo Vatana Nicha Devo Mangaramadishantu Satatam Kamsa Svishova. This is the meter named Shardul Vikriditam. Please remember the name of the meter, Shardul Vikriditam. And whenever I say Shardul Vikriditam, we can sing in this fashion. Right? So, Krishna says, Te Vo Mangalam Adishe. Mangalam. May all auspiciousness Adishantu be created by Te. These Kamsad Visha Bahava. By these two arms of Krishna who are envious of Kamsa. Kamsad Vishi. Kamsad Vishi means they are envious of Krishna. Just see the beauty of the poet. The poet has said that two arms of Krishna are always envious of Kamsa. Usually we see that there is no quality of Kaam, Krodh, Lobh in Krishna. But I told you, this is the poet's universe. Anything can change here. So Kamsa Visha Bahava. Krishna's arms have suddenly taken on the quality of envy. And whose envy? Kamsa's envy. There is some hidden message indicated here. In Sanskrit poetry, there is something known as Vyanjana Vritti. Indication, indirect indication. For example, if I utter the statement, the school bell rang, the direct meaning of the statement is very simple. The school bell rang. But we all know what is the indicated meaning behind the sentence school bell rang. What is the indicated meaning behind school bell rang? Yeah, school is finished. Everybody can go home. Although that meaning is not directly given in the statement, it is an implied meaning or the hidden message behind the particular statement. So this is in Sanskrit, this is called as Vyanjana Vritti or indicated meaning. So here also poet is saying, may those two arms of Krishna, which are constantly envious of Kamsa, bestow all Mangala unto all of you. What is he trying to convey through this imagery? He is trying to convey the fact that just as a python is always envious of the frog and is eager to kill the frog, similarly these two arms of Krishna are like the python who are eager to kill the frog in the well named Kamsa. Jiva Goswami has spoken this in Gopal Champu. Koop manduk vat kamsah kandu tin khandayan nijam. This Kamsa was like a frog in the well. He did not know anything except for his own power. He did not know any greater power than his own power. So he was like a frog in the well. And this frog in the well was immensely eager to cure his itching sensation by rubbing his body against the python-like snake arms of Lord Krishna. But we know what happens when a frog encounters a python. There is only one winner in every case. Similarly, there is only one winner here, and that winner is our dear Lord Krishna. So this is the hidden imagery behind this last line. So dear devotees, we have to start drawing the painting now. Fourth line I drew for you. What is the purpose of the poem? May these two arms of Krishna bestow all mangalam. Mangalam adishantu. Adishantu means may they exhibit, may they expand all auspiciousness. Wo means unto all of you. Satatam, not one time but constantly give all auspiciousness. Who are the Bahava? These are the two arms of Kamsa Dvisham, or of the person of Krishna who is very envious. So these arms are very envious and Krishna himself is also very envious. So, okay, please describe these arms. So we again go back, close our eyes and we go back into our heart. On a new, fresh new canvas we start drawing. Poet says, Ye Govardhana Moola Kardama Rasa. He says, when Lord Krishna had lifted Govardhana hill on his left hand, we can see Govardhana hill. In our heart we can see Krishna lifting the Govardhana hill. And Moola, Krishna was at the base of Govardhana. And through his left arm he was lifting Govardhana hill. And what happened? Since there was a lot of rainfall, all the rivers, all the streams were flowing, so there was immense amount of kardama. Kardama rasa. Kardama rasa means there was lot of mud, and you know all this mud from Govardhana, it smeared the entire arm of Lord Sri Krishna. So in our hearts we should have a painting of Lord Sri Krishna holding the Govardhana hill, but all this water mixed with mud is smearing the arms of Krishna, and these arms of Krishna have become completely covered with the all auspicious dust of Govardhana hill. Vyasa completely covered, and Barhat Chada, on his arms there is also peacock feather decoration. So this peacock feather decoration, multicolored peacock feather decoration, has also become completely covered with the all auspicious dirt of Govardhana. Can you see this within your heart, dear devotees? First painting, second painting on the next line. Okay, we should have another section within our canvas for drawing the second painting. Ye Vrindavana Kukshishu. So in the Kukshi, or in the forest bowers, or in the tiny lanes of Vrindavan, in the various forests of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Kukshishu, in those forests, Vrajavadhu, for the gopis or Vrajavadhus, Leela Upadhanani, they are like two beautiful pillows for taking rest. See, first line also described Krishna's arms. Second line also described arms. The first line, Krishna's arms are lifting the Govardhana hill, and then there is all the auspicious mud from Govardhana hill is smearing all the way up to his peacock feather decoration on his arm. The second line, those same arms have become beautiful radiant bluish colored pillows so that the gopis can take rest upon them in the forest of Vrindavan. third line we need to have another section in our painting. Ye cha abhyanga sugandhayah. Abhyanga sugandhayah means they are completely fragrant. These arms have become completely fragrant. Why? Kubalaya pidasya danambhasa. When he was killing this elephant Kubalaya pida, because when he went to Mathura, Kamsa sent a completely mad elephant named Kubalaya pida to kill him. Now when Kamsa sent this mad elephant Kubalaya pida to kill him, at that time we should understand one thing, an elephant does not become mad unless he is troubled by lust. So the elephant was deliberately troubled by lust, made to become lusty, and when his lust was not satisfied, this elephant Kubalaya pida became completely mad. And when elephants go mad out of lust, then there is a special type of rut juice which comes from their head, which is known as danambhasa. It is very fragrant liquid which comes from the elephant's head. So various Sanskrit poets have described, Kalidas has also described, that elephants, they shed this danambhasa or this fragrant liquid which is called as rut juice. And when Krishna killed this Kubalaya pida, he struck his head and he pulled out his tusks. Then all the danambhasa, all that fragrant liquid from that elephant Kubalaya pida decorated both the arms of Krishna and made Krishna's arms extremely fragrant. I hope all of you can see those two arms of Krishna which have become fragrant by killing that Kubalaya pida elephant. So we have three paintings in one canvas here today. The first painting is lifting Govardhan hill and the mud is streaming down, decorating his arm all the way up to his peacock feather decoration on his arm. In the second painting, these two arms have become like pillows, beautiful blue colored comfortable pillows in the various forests of Vrindavan so that the gopis can comfortably take rest on these pillows. In the third painting, these two arms have become completely scented with the rut juice of the elephant Kubalaya pida. The final line says, may these two arms, Mangalam Adishantu, may they ensure auspiciousness for all of you. Kamsad Visho Bahava, these two arms which are extremely envious of Kamsa. So I hope, dear devotees, you were able to make a painting within your heart for this particular verse. This is how the poetry is supposed to be seen. Taking out our time, not reading it like a news reader. I could have uttered the words and read the translation like a news reader to you. But reading through the eyes is not actually seeing the poetry. In order to see the poetry, we have to follow what the Bhagavatam says. Shrute Chitta Patha. Poetry is supposed to be seen through the eyes of the ears. So we have seen this poetry through the eyes of the ears, drawn a painting within our heart. Let's read the translation. May Krishna's arms, their golden ornaments and peacock feathers, anointed with mud when he lifted Govardhan hill, which were deep in Vrindavan forest, which became the gopis' two blue pillows, and which were anointed with Kubalaya pida's fragrant ichor or rut, always grant auspiciousness to all of you drunkards who are sitting here and listening to Padya. Alright, then we are moving ahead to another topic, the glories of Lord Krishna. The glories of Lord Krishna, our new poet is Kasyachit. Kasyachit is anonymous poet. Sometimes some poets don't mention their names because there is a very famous utterance in Sanskrit. Dharma Sharati Kirtanat. By Kirtan, by self-advertisement, Dharma Sharati. Once dharma is gradually lost. So dharma kshrati kirtanat. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also, Krishna says to Uddhav, kritasya aparikirtanam. Kritasya aparikirtanam. Whatever one has done, one should try not to advertise it too much. Of course, sometimes for organizing programs, we have to do basic canvassing and do basic advertising. But beyond that, one should not try to advertise oneself too much. Because dharma kshrati kirtanat. Dharma is gradually lost by self-advertisement. So, kasyachit. Rupa Goswami has brought another drunkard to the table. This is an anonymous drunkard. Kasyachit. And he has written the verse in the meter named Shardul Vikriditam. Now all of us know what is Shardul Vikriditam. Previous verse was also Shardul Vikriditam. So we will see what is Shardul Vikriditam and what painting this particular poet has brought today for us. I am singing the verse.
Vatsalyadabhayapradanasamayadartinirvapanad औदार्यादघशोषणादगणित श्रेयः पदप्रापणात् सेव्य श्रीपतिरेव सर्वजगता एते यदसाक्षिणा प्रह्लादश्च विभीषणश्च करिराट् पाञ्चाल्यहल्या ध्रुवा.
So dear devotees, this poet has brought us to a courtroom. And in this courtroom, there are six witnesses who have arrived. So in our heart, there should be a painting where there are six witnesses who have arrived in the courtroom for giving testimony. Achha, which testimony? So in the third line, it is said, Sevyah Shri Patir Eva. Sevyaha means most worshipable in this world is only Shri Pati. Shri Pati means Lord of Lakshmi Devi. Only the Lord of Lakshmi Devi is the most worshipable entity in these three worlds. Sarva Jagatam, in all the worlds, only this Lord of Lakshmi Devi is worshipable. Achha, why is he worshipable? So, we give to six reasons. They are speaking in the courtroom. Okay. What is the first reason? Vatsalyat. He gives immense parental affection. So let's remember the first reason why he is always worshipable. Vatsalyat, because of immense parental affection. Second is, here Vatsalya means parental affection. Vatsalata. Vatsa means calf. So cow gives Vatsalya or parental affection to Vatsa, calf. Vatsalyat, due to his parental affection, he is worshipable. Second reason is Abhaya Pradana Samayat. Samay means vow. Vow of what? Abhaya Pradana, of giving fearlessness to the surrendered. Okay, this is the second reason. Artha Arti Nirvapanat. Artha means distressed person. Arti means his distress will be Nirvapanat, will be completely removed by him. So this is the third reason why he is most worshipable. So he removes the distress of the distressed. Fourth is Audaryat. He is most magnanimous personality within the three worlds. It is the fourth reason. Agha Shoshanat. Shoshan means to completely dry up or to completely destroy. Agha means pap. All the sins. This is the fifth reason. So Audaryat, magnanimity is the fourth reason. Agha Shoshanat, destruction of all sins, is the fifth reason. And sixth and final reason is Aganita Shreya Pada Prapanat. Aganita Shreya means immensely, infinitely. Shreya means auspicious. Pada means abode. The most auspicious abode is Vaikuntha. So Aganita Shreya Pada is a big term for Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha Prapanat, for making you attain Vaikuntha planets. For these six reasons. Once again, first reason is due to his parental affection. Second reason is due to Abhay Pradhan Samay, due to giving complete fearlessness to the surrendered, due to his vow of giving complete fearlessness to the surrendered. Third is due to removing the distress of the distressed. Fourth is due to his magnanimity. Fifth is due to taking away all sinful reactions, destroying all sins. And sixth is due to his quality of making his devotees attain Vaikuntha. Okay. Now, please pay close attention, dear devotees. We have to complete the painting. Poet says, Sevyah Shripatirev. Only our Lord of Lakshmi Devi is Savior or most worshipable. Sarva Jagatam. In all the three worlds. Ete Yatah Sakshinah. That the poet has brought six witnesses to the witness box. Do you want to hear the name of the six witnesses? Dear devotees. Then look no further than the last line. See here, who is the first witness? Prahlad is the witness for the first quality, Vatsalya, or parental affection. This particular devotee received no affection from his father in his childhood. His father was, in modern terms, a child abuser. So, Hiranyakashipu was the biggest child abuser in the entire universe. And he received no parental affection. Prahlad received no parental affection from Hiranyakashipu. Finally, killing Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narasimhadev himself came and made Prahlad sit on his lap and gave him vatsalya or affection. So, dear devotees, first witness is Prahlad for affection. Second is the quality of his Abhay Pradana Samay, promise of fearlessness to the surrendered. And the witness is Vibhishan. Vibhishan is came from the enemy camp and surrendered to Lord Ram. And even though he is from enemy camp, Lord Ram says, I have taken a vow that anybody who surrenders to me once, even if it is Ravan, I will give him all fearlessness. So Vibhishan is the witness for second quality. Third quality is Artha Arthi Nirvapanath, removing the distress of the distressed. And the third witness is Karirat. Karirat, Kari means elephant and Rat means king of elephants. King of elephants is our dear Gajendra. So Gajendra is the third witness because all his distress was removed by Lord Vishnu. Fourth quality is Audaryat. Audarya means immensely magnanimous. And the witness is Panchali. Panchali is our Draupadi whom he saved not only once but twice. Once he became magnanimous by giving unlimited amounts of cloth. And second time he became magnanimous by eating one single shark leaf from the Akshay Patra when Durvasa Muni was coming to curse all of them. So twice he became magnanimous on Draupadi. Fifth quality was Agashoshanath. He destroys all sins. And who is the witness? Ahalya. Ahalya, the wife of Gautam Rishi, who was cursed by her own husband due to the sin of associating with a paramour besides her husband, even unknowingly. So, Agashoshanath, Lord Ram, ensured that she will be completely delivered. And last is Aganita Shreya Pada Prapanath or Vaikuntha Prapanath. The witness for the sixth quality is Dhruva. Final witness in our witness box is Dhruva, who will say that even though I had material desires, he created one entire Vaikuntha planet for me. So that not only my desires will be satisfied, but after enjoying in those Vaikuntha planets within the material world, Dhruva Loka, I will go back home, back to Godhead along with my mother. So dear devotees, in our heart we should have this painting of these six witnesses who have come to the courtroom today to stand in favor of Shri Pati, our dear Lord Hari, our Lord Hari. We should have this feeling of I and mine within our heart, our Lord Hari. And these six witnesses have come for defending six qualities of our dear Lord Hari. So dear devotees, it's 12 o'clock already. I think we have a time limit here. So in the universe of poetry, there is no time limit. But in our external universe, I told you, it is Dukkhalayam and Ashashvatam. So we have to come back to this external universe. But I request all of you, tomorrow we will try to drink again little more. Okay, I hope all of you drunkards will come tomorrow again. I am requesting all the drunkards who want a green card into this Kavya Samsara universe of poetry, please come tomorrow for a drinking training session for drinking with all the poets. And please bring blank canvases of your hearts so that we can draw new paintings tomorrow. Alright, so please excuse any mistakes, and if you found anything nice, it belongs to my guru. Thank you very much. If there are any questions, then you can now ask. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Very, very beautiful class. It was so nice to hear how beautifully you dissected each and every verse, and so much appreciation for the entire Padyavali just listening to your class. So I had one question, and this was about this verse, that verse number 2 or 3, Ye Govardhana Moola Kardama. So in that, it ends with
yes.
Why does it end with Bahavaha? Bahavaha is multiple arms, right?
Yeah, it is plural case, Bahavaha.
Yeah, it's not Dvivachan, right? So why is that so?
Yeah, some in Sanskrit, so I will repeat your question so that everybody else can understand. So in verse number 4, which is about the two arms of Krishna, the final line and the final phrase says, Kamsa Dvisho Bahavaha, that the arms of he who was envious of Kamsa. So, why is Bahavaha plural case? Because according to Sanskrit grammar, Bahavaha is plural case, but Krishna has two arms. So, there is a commentary, Sanskrit commentary on Padyavali written by Veer Chandra Goswami. I refer to the Sanskrit commentary on this Padyavali. It is called Rasika Rangada commentary. In this commentary, he has cited one statement from grammarians, Adararthe Bahuvachanam. When we want to give high respect to somebody, we call it, we address him or that entity in plural case. So instead of saying, you know, hey you, we say your highness. So it's like in Sanskrit we indicate immense respect for someone by giving Bahuvachan. My also another, this is my comment, this is, I have not read in any commentary. So my also is, when he comes outside Vrindavan, he is Vasudev, four-handed Vasudev. And within Vrindavan, he is two-handed.
Yay. Very nice.
So our Kovalaya Peed was killed outside Vrindavan. So maybe for that reason our poet has. This is my realization, my take on the, my commentary on the poetry. this may be the reason.
Very beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for immersing us in this nectar. It was such a lovely session. Looking forward to Prabhu. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for such a beautiful class, Prabhu. Such an experience, you know. Today I'm feeling so fortunate that yes, now I am also counted as one of the drunkards.
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, the way you have explained, you know, the each and every word, it really means a lot. It means a lot, Prabhu. So glad that you came on our conference call and you shared this message with us. And of course, looking forward to your next class, that is tomorrow. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Very, very lecturia. That then you have explained all these lectures. Thank you very much. And distributed the lecture. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanur Pranam, all glories to Sri Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. How each and every verse, how we can imagine it and make the canvas. And this is what we're going to, probably these are the paintings, if we contemplate on them every day, this is what is going to help us at the point of death. So much.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. And looking forward to the class for tomorrow. Anybody else
thank
has
you.
Any questions or comments at this point of time?
Hare Krishna Mataji, all the people very much. Thank you very much. My request for Blue Pigeon, please just chant all the verses that we just went over so we could, no, as you were explaining them before, we were thinking about the meaning and understanding it. But if you could just chant all the verses now, continuously, so we can kind of like get back into that mood, if that is possible, please. Hare Krishna.
So you want me to chant all the verses in sequence so that we can once again relish it?
Yes, please.
Okay. We will begin with the first verse of Padyavali.
Padyavali virachita rasikair mukunda sambandha bandhura pada pramadormi sindhu ramya samasta tamasam damani kramena samgrihyate kritikadambak kautukaya.
Second verse.
Namo nalina netraya venu vadya vinodine radhadhara sudhapana shaline vanamaline.
Verse number 4.
Ye govardhana mula kardama rasa vyadashta barhachada ye vrindavara kukshishu vrajavadu lilopadhanani cha ye chabhyanga sugandhaya kubalaya Idasya dānāmbhasā Devo mangala madhishantu satatam Kam saddisho bhāhavā.
Verse number 7.
Vatsalyādabhaya pradāna samayā Dārtārti nirvāpanā Audaryadaga shoshanada ganita Shreyah pada prapana Sevya shripati reva sarva jagata Eteyata sakshina Pralladascha vibhishanascha karirat Panchalya halya dhruva.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Good putting the pranam to your Seva. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Waiting to tomorrow's association. Hare Bol, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for lecturing class.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you so much for this wonderful class. I always had this question in mind, like how Srila Prabhupada had actually guided and instructed the painters in the early days regarding the paintings on Lord Krishna and his devotees. And I used to wonder, I mean, he is such a great scholar and such a great acharya, but I always wondered how he could guide the, you know, the artists on this. And by your class today, I've come to understand that Prabhupada was, a drunkard in that sense, that he had literally drunk the rasa of Krishna's leelas, and that's why he could guide the painters so beautifully, like the artists so beautifully. So thank you for giving that insight. And also, since you talked of chandas and meters, I would like to know more about these chandas. I'm not sure if this is the right time to discuss it, but because many times, if Krishna and Guru, allow me, I would like to put, these verses to music. And one such time when I try to compose music for a Nectar of Instruction, the verses are in different meters, or in one way, I would say they are in different syllables. Some are long, some are short. And I just composed music for them just based, it was not based on any meter, but one Maharaj kept asking me, what meter did he use, what meter. So I just told him that because the verses are so different in Next of Instruction, I couldn't stick to a meter, but I would appreciate if you can throw some light on how, you know, we can adjust how we can put tunes to our melodies to different kinds of verses, like for example, in the Nectar of Instruction, where not all the verses follow the same meter. So I'd appreciate if you can give some insight into what these chandas are, and are these based on syllables or the number of syllables or the words, or how does it work?
All right. So you were speaking about chandas, and especially you spoke in the context of Nectar of Instruction, because there are the various verses in Nectar of Instruction are in various meters. So I would like to say in this regard that there is a poem which is much more diverse than Nectar of Instruction. It is called Namashtakam of Srila Rupa Goswami, where all the eight verses are in all eight completely different meters. So if on YouTube you can search for Namashtakam by Hari Parshad Das, you will find a video of me singing all the eight verses, naming all the eight meters. So the verses in Nectar of Instruction are also in various meters, and I can point out which meters they are, because they are very easy to find out once we know how to recognize the chandas. So in my childhood I was taught the art of recognizing chandas. If I give you the name of the chandas and if you know how to sing every chanda, then it is very easy to sing all of them. So I maybe off the conference, you can contact Adi Gadadhar Prabhu, and then we can discuss separately what are the meters for Nectar of Instruction. But if you want to see an example of singing different meters, you can see my video on Namashtakam of Srila Rupa Goswami, which is available on YouTube.
Sure, Prabhu, I'll follow your advice, and I'll look at the video and also perhaps contact you regarding how to recognize the meters, because I would love to know how to do that too. Thank you so much again for all your insights and your realizations. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hari Bol.
So, Hari, Prabhuji, or Dandavas, sorry. So I had a question, and since she was talking about the different chandas, I vaguely remember, is there any book, some Vritti Nirnaya, something for Bhagavatam meters, Prabhu? I don't remember the name of the book. Could you please guide?
There is Srimad Bhagavat Vritti Nirnaya. I have heard something of a work like this, but I don't think there is any work which covers all the meters in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because there are so many meters in Srimad Bhagavatam, and fifth canto actually has paragraphs. So there is no work which can cover all the meters of Srimad Bhagavatam, because all the verses of Bhagavatam are not in meters. Some of them are padya or gadya. Gadya means paragraphs. So but if there is an introductory book for studying the meters, if somebody is aware of the nuances of Sanskrit language, so there is an introductory book called as Shrutabodh by Kalidas. So this gives 20 or 30 most important meters of Sanskrit poetry. So anybody who studies Shrutabodh of Kalidas, they will understand the art of Sanskrit chandas.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that information.
All right. So, thank you, dear devotees, for kindly assembling here today. We will end today's session. Thank you very much once again. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Let's pay our humble obeisances to all the assembled devotees. Thank you, Prabhuji. Pancha Kalpa Parupyasya Kripa Sindhu Vinayasya Patita Naam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo 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 Krishna Prabhupada Ki Jai and Krishna Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Kripa Sat Prabhu Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, then would come. Thank you very much.